USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan House Select Committee investigating January 6th on the U.S. Capitol said it subpoenaed six close allies and campaign officials of President Trump. Some of those subpoenaed included William Stepien, manager of the Trump 2020 re-election campaign, Jason Miller, a senior advisor to the campaign, and Angela McCallum, the campaign's national executive assistant. As China is ramping up its nuclear arsenal and high-speed delivery systems, Republican lawmakers are demanding answers from the Biden administration about how proposed changes to America's use of nuclear weapons. On Monday, top House Republicans highlighted the concerns by U.S. allies over Joe Biden's proposal to limit the conditions under which America would consider a nuclear strike. Last night, four astronauts inside a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down safely in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast. This was after a six-month scientific mission on the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
As the border crisis could have been averted, millions and millions of tax dollars worth of border wall laid to waste under the leadership of President Biden.
Since Joe Biden halted construction of the border wall, multiple reporters and Republican lawmakers have shared videos and photos of the massive piles of steel left stacked up along the border, which had been purchased for the wall during the Trump administration. However, Ben Burquam, a conservative journalist, has revealed another massive supply of materials intended for the border.
They do not want you to see this. They do not want you to see millions. I don't know if it's 100 million. I don't know. It's millions and millions of dollars sitting out here burning up out in the desert. Your tax dollars.
Burquam also said there is a media blackout on the area as the Biden administration does not want anyone to see it. But he got in explaining, I have an escort. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Although it's filled with wasteful spending and will include a per-mile driving tax for all American drivers, 13 House Republicans sided with Democrats to vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Republican representative from New York, Claudia Tenney, told Newsmax on Monday, it's all about implementing the Green New Deal and setting the stage for the massive social spending bill.
And it's unfortunate that so many people think that this bill is really about infrastructure when it's so much more about implementing the Green New Deal and setting the stage for the reconciliation bill, which is the Build Back by Beijing, Build Back Broke. You can call it whatever you want. It's a terrible bill. But even in the infrastructure bill, most of this infrastructure bill goes to the implementing Green New Deal policies. You know, we're going to have a tax on driving. We're going to have, I think, almost $200 billion spent on retrofitting homes and buildings to make them sustainable, whatever that means. It's very vague, and what it does, which is so critically wrong about it, it takes all the power and money that could go to the state and local governments and to our communities, and it gives it to bureaucrats in Washington where they get to make the decisions. This is a bell that we might not be able to unring, because once the power is in the hands of federal bureaucrats, like Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg or the head of EPA, and, you know, not to mention all the other bureaucracies that are in Washington, in the executive branch, we're not going to be able to change that, and money's just going to pour in.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.